All right, so we're going to take up the complex sugya of, is Megillah a Sefer or a Yeres? Okay, this is a very interesting sugya. Well, we don't even know what that means yet. We know what that means. Seriously, we don't know the terminology itself is going to have to be explained. Right. So the Gemara starts on Yutes Amon Aleph. Now, as background, you guys read something that's very interesting about the fact that it's background. All right. You see, what's very interesting, what you notice by that, what I told Roth before, what do you notice that's very interesting or very odd by that previous Gemara? Yeah, because you see, you can be Yotze, your Kriya, without actually reading the entire thing. Okay? That's a very odd idea. If I told you we're going to be creating a Chiyuv to read X, you'd say, I got to read the whole entire thing. There's no idea when you lean from the Torah, there's never a Havamina that by Kriya Satorah, I can read half a Parshas Brachos and some Abiyotze. If I asked you to construct an obligation to read something, right, to read this story, right, would you ever say you'd be Yotze not reading the entire story? Would you ever construct it in such a way? I don't think so. I'll give you an example. The story of the life of Ariel Tucker, okay? Let's assume you're dying now, okay? So if I was asked to write the story of your life, imagine I started the story at age 9. I'd be missing the first 8 years of your life, which were very pivotal to your growth. So I'm just saying the concept of structuring a mitzvah to read. What's going to make this strange is the concept of this notion where I can go ahead and lane like a part of it, okay? Where does that come from? Okay, so that's where Rav Chabal steps in. Vam Rav Chabal, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Start from there. 5 lines from the bottom. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
There's no error.
Go. Stop. So Megillah is called Sefer, and it's also called Igeris. Now, what does Igeris mean? Now, that sounds like what that guy over there wants to say. He starts describing what Igeris looks like. That's our one second. That's our Rashi says. Rashi said, you know what Igeris is? What does Rashi say? Hold on a second. What does Rashi say? Vinikras Igeris? All we know about Igeris is one thing. Whatever qualities are required in Sefer. Okay, but now let me ask you a question. If that were true, we're not defining anything. But I just want you to start thinking about the questions, okay? If that were true, then what does the Gemara mean to say that's Nikra Sefer, Nikra Igeris? Meaning what? Mimadashach. You're saying that if Igeris means it's not quite Sefer, then it's called Igeris. You understand? In other words, if you tell me Igeris means it's not really like Sefer, it's not as Machmer Sefer, then call an Igeris only. What do you mean to say it's Sefer and Igeris? Let me ask you another question. How do you read the terminology that it's Sefer and Igeris? There's two logical ways you can read that. Do you read it to mean what? No, I'm not defining. I'm saying if you just think about it.
Is an Igeris with some Sefer in it? I'd
say this. No, I'm going to say it that way. I'm just saying, does the Gemara mean that it has qualities of both, right?
Or it's a new mixture
type. Right, or is it like a hybrid, right? Some different entity, okay?
You said
I guess. Come on, bro. I don't know. We don't know. Zev. We don't know at this point. I'm just saying, what I would start thinking about. I'm just saying, what I would start thinking about is like, not Svaras. I just want to understand what's the nature of the relationship. What is the Gemara talking about? We have to start thinking about that. What's the relationship? Okay, but Rashi right off the bat tells us that Igeris is an idea of, it's not Sefer. It's not as Machmer Sefer. So then call it Igeris. Why are you calling it Sefer and Igeris? Just call it Igeris then. That's what Igeris means. It's not as Machmer Sefer. Okay. Maybe.
I'll be honest, I'm biased by the next line of the Gemara.
I know, but I read those other guys that you don't like. You know, like the Rambam. Okay, go on. So what's the Gemara say?
What does the Rambam have to say about it?
You will see.
All right. Yeah, Nikra Sefer,
Tafra.
Tafra, Bakoti, Pishta, Shifu.
Okay, so it's called Sefer because if I use any, what's Pishtan? Okay, if I use any threads made out of flax, right, in this Megillah, right, it would sound like it's puzzle. Okay, now, what? Puzzle. Well, hold on, the Gemara's about to say that. But let me ask you a question. The other thing I thought of when going through this is that, so if we're talking, if the Gemara's making this strong statement, Sefer and Igeris, right? So you'd want to think to yourself that it's going to be something very, quite evidence, quite obvious, right? Some big thing that you see in this object that demonstrates both that it's Sefer and Igeris. They're talking about something that's very, very minor. It's a very small little detail, which is that which you use to bind. One second, to bind the various things together. What? Well, hold on. So the Gemara is telling you. So it has to be like. It has to be like a sefer because of what? So you can't use chutei pishtan. But then the Gemara then says, but it's also called igeres, which tells you what? Chutei gidin. Okay. But what makes it like igeres? Because I only require what? Big machlokas, what this is going to mean. Simple way to read the Gemara is, as long as I have three of how many gidin? How many chutin? Are made out of gid. Right, out of the totality. Meaning, let's say there's 50 threads in the Megillah. Okay? So three of them have to be, this is a simple way of reading it. Three of them have to be made, the minimum is three out of gid. The rest can be made out of pishtan. Right?
Oh, well, you don't need the rest.
Well, you know, you need something to hold the
what if three holds it pretty well?
That was not going to work. There's no way. It's very unlikely. Very unlikely. There's another way you can learn, though. What's another way you can read the Gemara?
I can do it. Right?
What's the other way to read the Gemara? What's the other way to read it? There's another way to read it.
You flax the stool and you can't have any flax.
Exactly. The other way to read it is that flax out, you can never use a flax in what do you call it, in the Megillah.
And you only need three given.
Okay. Keep going to the Gemara. Mishulashin. What does that mean? Okay, and first of all, what question, before you even define what Mishulashin means, okay, what question would you ask on what the Gemara is saying right now? Right, meaning, is Rav Nachman coming along to... Right, is he a new sheet there? Is he modifying? Like, you know, is he arguing? Okay. Agreed. What's Mishulashin? Yeah, but there's definitely a Habmin in there. I think there's a Habmin in there somewhere. What does Rashi say? What's Mishulashin? Hagid Hasheni. So what does he require? What's Mishulashin mean?
Oh,
right.
I have this a beautiful diagram.
Okay, there's three. How many threads?
Three.
What's required between each thread?
Equal distance.
Okay. That's what he means. Vayitin the Gemara. Okay. So now there's another halacha. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. A ksuva. Okay, what does ksuva mean? Ksuva mean, Rashi. Svarim. Begillion. Okay, so I write a sefer called Chamesh Megillot. Okay, I want to put one sefer together of all the Megillas. Okay, so what happens? So I get my cloth and my ink, etc. And I do is I write, let's say, Koheles first, then Eicha, and then I have Megillas Esther, and let's say whatever, Iyov, Arus, okay? So now the thing is like this. Now, the Megillah's where? What? The third to last line, second last line. Hakorah Megillah Ksuma Neksuma. So if I bring to the Bima, right, a set of five books, let's say, right, all in one long piece of cloth, and the Megillah happens to be located between them, it's a problem. Why? Rashi. Ksuva v'nei ksuva, excuse me, lo yatza. De mifarsem nisa. Okay, so all of a sudden the Gemara introduces this idea. We don't know where I got this from. What's this idea? A little bit different. That there's an idea of Igeres, right? That it's somehow mifarsem nes tfe. It's a better publicizing of the miracle. Right, if the Megillas Esther is somehow separate from the other Ksuvim. Okay? Because if not, it looks like you're doing what? Reading. What does that even mean? Okay. Well, and the Gemara then says, it qualifies it by saying what?
Yeah.
Lo Amran, Lo Mithasra,
Misyare Porta. Okay? No. So it's only a problem if basically the Megillus Esther is seamlessly integrated into the other Megillus or whatever, Svarim. But as long as that Megillus Esther is either, let's say, taller or shorter, meaning when I open it up, I can see a clear difference between the Megillus Esther and the other Svarim, you're fine. Leslan ba. Aval mechsera o misyara porta, leslan ba. Of course, there you go. That's definitely a hot meaning here, right? Okay. You feel better now, don't you? Again, the Gemara can't make up its mind. On the one end, it sounds like there's it's Mako in one area, and this sounds like a Chumra. The Rishonim struggle greatly with this, and we will have to go into the Rishonim. There's a Rashba on this and a Ran on this. Very, very important, because it's very unclear what the Gemara is trying to say. Another thing that's odd also is that, there's one other Gemara that mentions a weird thing to do with Megillah, and that is you read Aseres B'nei Haman, B'Neshima Achas. That's one Gemara, which I'll give you guys a source for that later. Another Gemara says that the Megillah requires Sirtut. What's Sirtut? Okay? And the Gemara says the underlining. Right? Ka'amita Shel Torah. Why? Okay, we'll have to explain that. Very confusing, okay? But here's the odd thing. The idea of Poshta Ki Geres, which is, that's the thing that everyone knows today. Everyone knows when you see a guy named Megillah, right, what does he do? He unravels it. That's not brought down in the Gemara. There's no mention of the Gemara whatsoever. And in fact, as you'll see, there's a lot of Minhagim that have emerged over the centuries about Kiyum and Igeres that the Gemara never even alludes to. You'll see. No. No. Mifsak and Sof Pasuk. Look at the Ritva. Let's just do this quickly. There you go. No. I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it seems that way, yeah. Does it matter?
Yes.
Depends who you pass like, also. All right, go. Look at what Ritva says. No. Velo Maisi La. Not immediately. Isaac Siva Siva. Okay. Velo Maisi La. Okay. All right, what is he saying? Velo Maisi La B'Nikras. No, he's saying that what? Velo Maisi La B'Nikras Sefer, right? Da Nikras Igeres Gamkain, right? He's saying, right, he's saying the fact that it's not what? What? Meaning? It seems like it's one or the other, okay? Meaning he's rejecting the idea of what? Of like a hybrid, okay? Ulu Kaman Gabe Tzvira. Oh, but when it came to Tzvira, now you got to understand the Ritva's reading the Gemara for us. The Ritva's saying is that the Gemara says it's Sefer and Igeres, okay? But it doesn't make sense to say it's somehow both, right? Which leads the Gemara to a suffix by Tzvira. A suffix by Tzvira. Meaning what? Vasikta, the Gemara concludes, right? Right, which is a sort of compromise. There is a way to hybridize them. How? She'im tafra kula. So if I use flax in the entire thing, what's the halacha? It's pasul. That's safer, okay? Vim hitoba. So we have to explain what that means, okay? Like, there's some idea he's trying to express here. Keep going. Okay. Ula, come on, keep going. Mashena came. Oh, so now the Ritva notices some other oddities, right? For example, what do we see by Megillah? Doesn't matter, right? Now let me ask a question. That sounds like what? That sounds like meaning Igeres Makel. Right, right. Meaning like Makel from Sefer Torah. Okay, good. Keep going.
Yeah.
David Dvarim Shivagufa. Now, okay, now the riff is starting. Now comes the Svara, okay? I don't want you to define anything. I just want you to hear what he's saying. He says, Dvarim Shebegufa, all right, things that are related to what? Well, the physical Megillah, the physical thing, Kagon, Sirtut, which is what? Ink. So everything that's related to the physical thing, right? No. Asua Kisefer. Okay? Meaning that what? These are... What? Anything that's required, okay? Anything that is part of the physical structure of the Megillah, that you have to apply safer levels of halacha, okay? So you're going umina, siva, the ibud shema, right? Shehem. And look what he says next. Uvulav hachi. Without those, you can't even call this thing a sefer. Okay? If you don't have, you see also klaf. If you don't have klaf and dio, right? We'll get the ibud shema. It's a big machlokas about that. That's a sirtus also machlokas. But whatever. Without these things, you can't say this thing's a sefer. On the other hand, though, avabadavar. But something that's not part of the physical structure. For example, he's a brisker. But when it comes to things that are not related to the physical thing, like sitting or standing, that's not okay. So now, of course, so now let me ask you a question before we go on. So why does Ritva say to suffek by tzvira? What? Because what is it? In other words, is it really part of the guf?
Not really. It's kind of to keep it together.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So now the Ritva is brilliant. Without defining him, he's saying, when the Gemara says it's Nikra Sefer, that's referring to everything that involves the physical composition of this book. Okay? But when we say Igeres, if I replace the word Chafsa with that, now I've defined it. But we say Igeres, right? Igeres is referring to what? Chutz Leguf. Okay? Sure. But that leads us then to Tzfira, because Tzfira doesn't fit into either one. So look at the Ritva says. He says, Ulufika, listen to this. Nagulikrosa. Can you let him talk? Ulufika, Nagulikrosa. And therefore, the minog, because of Igaris, our minog, you mentioned about these minhagim, the minog is to read it below. Beli. Just listen, Beli. Uvelo. Hefsek hapsukim. Okay, what do you think pisuk to amen means?
You don't do the tune. You just read it.
Right, and not only that, you read it without. So it sounds like right. So how do you read? How are you supposed to read this story? Now it's got to be careful. I don't know if he means without a sof pasuk, or if he means to say that normally the sof pasuk, two things happen. One is the sound of the sof pasuk, and the other one is naturally because of the sof pasuk, you take a breath. Okay, I think what he means is that if he held there was an idea of tune, you still would say the sof pasuk tune-wise, but you would just go right into the next pasuk. So, for example, Sheva v'esrim miyam medina b'ayim mahem k'sheva semel chashvei rosh. Right? I just went from pasuk alf to pasuk beis.
No, why are you reading with the Tom? That's
I didn't read with the Tom right over there. I just read like a story. Right? Give me my, what do you call it? Give me Megillah. V'ayim miyam chashvei rosh, hua chashvei rosh. But I got to read somewhere, right? Hamolech mehodu be'akush, right? That's for sure. Now, okay, so now you mention that, but guess what? It seems, I'm not saying it's halacha, but it seems like you notice there's a lot more room to do things differently when it comes to Megillah.
People read different voices or something.
Right, so I'm just saying they want to. Yeah. Okay. And then Ephraim, listen to this. V'zeh ma shekasav Rabbeinu Haigon Zal, sheposhtin osak higeres. As well, this is the Ritva quoting Rav Haigon, as well the quote Rav Haigon is saying that what do you do? There's a minhag to poshtate the Megillah like an higeres. You open like a letter, okay? Let me just finish, I gotta go. Right, but begabe tzfira, listen, but when it comes to the thread, listen to his lashon, she'ena migufa, it's not part of the physical thing, v'lo michutz l'gufa l'gamre, but it's also not removed from the thing. It's somewhere in between, okay? Havya ki igeres u kisefer. So the one point in time where it fuses together is by tzvira. So according to the Ritva, not everyone agrees to this, but according to the Ritva, when you read the Gemara, sefer has certain qualities, and what's that referring to? Physical things. Igeres has certain qualities, those are not physical things, or not related to physical structure. And then tzvira is somehow the fusion of sefer and igeres. Okay? Welcome to the sugya of sefer and igeres. This is the starting point. And I'll lay out for you what you need to define for tomorrow. Okay? The Ritva, yes.